Democrat congressman, not domestic terrorism even if she had run ICE agent over. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 7, 2026. Representative Daniel Goldman, DNY, rejected the Department of Homeland Security's DHS stance on the Minneapolis ICE shooting, claiming the incident would not have been domestic terrorism even if the agent had been run over. Breitbart News reported that an ICE agent fatally shot a woman who was allegedly driving her vehicle at him on Wednesday morning in Minneapolis, Minnesota. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by KSTP5 Eyewitness News, at KSTP-TV. Homeland Security described the driver's actions as an act of domestic terrorism, claiming the driver was attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them. Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller also labeled the incident domestic terrorism. Rep. Goldman responded directly to Miller with an ex post in which he wrote, "Even if the officer were run over, it's not domestic terrorism." Later in his response to Miller, Goldman wrote, "You are inciting untrained thugs to murder Americans." Breitbart News noted that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., held a Wednesday afternoon presser in which he intimated that protesting ICE is a patriotic duty at this point in time. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.